Hello, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hopefully you're having a good day today, standing strong in the Lord. We are. Brother James and I are. We're thanking the Lord for safe travels, witnessing along the way, you know, just living our lives out here. We get to witness to a lot of people, shine our light, share His truth, and just being faithful in what the Lord has called us in. And we're here to encourage all of you to be faithful in the works that the Lord has called you and the ministry that He's given you. And what you have today may be totally different tomorrow. We've noticed that in our lives. And it comes through steadfast faithfulness, obedience, endurance, walking in this life, maturity, one day at a time. One day builds upon the other, and it ends up with lots of days behind us that were done in good works for the Lord. Praise God for that. Hey, today I just thought I would share a couple stories with you. Kind of interesting, they go together. And talk about patience and our witness. You know, as godly, holy women, our witness is very important to the world. And obviously, we do things as godly women that are commanded in the Bible that much of the world think is foolish. You know, the way we look and how we act and things like that. That's not what I'm talking about. We're supposed to be obedient in that area. What I'm talking about is our witness on, like, how we control ourselves in our flesh. And in this case, you know, like, being patient. You know, because it's such a fast-paced world, our flesh can get carried away with it if we're not careful. Well, we know there's many, many trials and things that we have to watch in our flesh. But patience for one thing. And so anyway, the other day, I was standing in line. And you could tell this place was, like, way understaffed. And I just had one thing, and I was waiting. I'm usually a really patient person. Brother James, he even says that, you know, I have no problem waiting. I'll wait for a long time. And to me, if I get impatient, I feel selfish. Like, hey, I'm more important. I should be served. So I don't want to be that way. So even, like, in traffic or whatever, it most of the time it really doesn't bother me. But for some reason, the other day, after 20 minutes, I was like in the middle of it, not just after that, but in the middle of it, I was like trying to kill my flesh, and I couldn't figure out why. It was kind of bothering me. I was like, I'm usually a really patient person. What's my problem? And so I was examining myself going, okay, I'll just have my flesh battle it. There were some things I wanted to get done, but I was like, be patient. It's no big deal. And so as I was examining myself, I'm like, well, I want to make sure that my witness to everybody else who was getting impatient, I wanted my witness to be one that exhibits a calm, peaceful creator that has put that strength in me from Him and not getting swept away with the flesh and the lusts of the world, you know, of getting all excited and wondering how come it's taken so long and stuff. I wanted people to see a joyful, cheerful, godly woman. And so examining myself, I was like, I'm folding my arms across me. And I wasn't doing it out of impatience. Sometimes I do that, or if I'm cold or something, I was like, well, some people think about that as like being impatient. So I took my arms down. Not that it's sinful to do that. I was just really wanting to watch my witness. And so I dropped my arms and kind of had a casual stance, which I normally have. And then I thought, you know, I want to make sure that I'm smiling at everybody because, you know, some people, when they get really irritated, they just kind of like look forward and, you know, I don't want to look serious. And so I was like smiling at people around. I wanted to just be a simple, pure, godly, chaste, holy woman that was joyful, regardless of my circumstances. And so that was all done. And I gave a gospel card to the woman. And I said, I see you're very busy. I hope your day goes well. And she thanked me. And so the next day, this is interesting. The next day, we were in a parking lot doing some things, and there's a store that I hardly ever go into because there's not a whole lot around. And Brother James looked at it. He goes, you know, sometimes you go in there and find some good deals. Sometimes you witness. Maybe you want to go over there and go for a walk. And I just got done doing some things in the van, and I was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love to go see about witnessing there. And so I went in, and it was really neat. This woman, she's like, hello, welcome. And she had like a really nice welcome. And she was quite a ways away. And I said, wow, that was a really nice welcome. Thank you. And I remembered her for later. And so I go through the store. And I happen to find one thing that was discounted. So, and Well, I was walking through the store. This woman older than me was walking by with a pair of slippers. And there was a whole bunch of women about my age or a little older in there. And she had a pair of slippers. And I looked at them and I thought, hey, I just found a pair of slippers at a thrift store. And I thought, all right, I should go talk to that woman. I'd be able to give her a gospel card. Something about her just kind of stuck in me. And I was like, oh, okay. So she walked by and she was doing something. I thought, well, maybe I'll come around, let her finish what she's doing. Well, I didn't run into her again. And I thought, well, I guess I'll go take my item and check out. And as I was going up there, she walked right in front of me. And she's like, oh, you go ahead. And I was like, oh, no, no, go ahead. And so she thanked me. She went ahead and she turned around. I was like, oh, this is perfect. We're stuck in a long line. Perfect, huh? So I learned my patience the day before. And I was like, yep, all ready for it. Ready to like shine my light of a godly woman waiting in line with patience and joy and calm, cheerfulness. And so she turned around and she hadn't realized the line yet. And she's like, she said something about the slippers. I said, I happen to notice that. I just got some the other day. And she talked about her slippers for a minute. And then she said, well, I'm glad I'm getting them now because it's supposed to get cold. It's going to rain tonight and get cooled or cool off later. I said, oh, okay. I didn't even look at the weather. We're not from the area. We're passing through. She said, oh, where are you from? So guess what, sisters? That opened up the door. And so I did tell her we were from Wisconsin originally, you know, from way back when. And she goes, oh, I used to live in this town and that, you know, how people do that. And it was only a couple minute exchange or so. She was really happy to talk about where she lived and her daughter lived in another town and this and that. And I said, oh, okay, well, and then I told her, I said, we moved from there so we could go full time and share the gospel. And I gave her a gospel card. And all of a sudden it got kind of quiet. She took the card and she said, oh, okay, thank you. And she put it in her pocket and she said, I'm a Roman Catholic. And I said, well, in love, I would encourage you to test yourself and them to the Bible and see if you're lining up to them and not just believe what you're being taught from them. Test them to the scriptures. And I said, I was about ready to tell her she's going to see some discrepancies in that when she kind of turned around and didn't really want to talk much anymore. And I thought, okay, that's fine. And in that case, you know, I'm standing like right behind her. So it does kind of make a little uncomfortable pause, but I was like, whatever. So I was just smiling. Well, the line was taking a long time. And all of a sudden she starts moving and kind of getting a little bit antsy. And she turned around and she said something to me. She goes, I hate waiting. I hate waiting. I have no patience whatsoever. I said, well, it would be one of the fruits of the Spirit. And she looked at me and she turned around and didn't say anything. And then she turned around and she said, I'm always early for all my appointments. She said, this is ridiculous. I can't believe how long it's taking. And I was about ready to say something else when she turned around and started talking to the woman ahead of me. And they were kind of talking and smiling and laughing. And I thought, yeah, well, they're of the world. They're going to have more of a connection. But, you know, I thought it was really interesting, sisters. There was a woman behind me. And she was watching all this. And she was like really serious. And I smiled at her. And there was just something about it. I don't know. She seemed kind of agitated before. But when I smiled at her, it's kind of like she settled down or something. I don't know. I'm just saying, sisters, it was a really good witness and a good opportunity for me to exercise my patience. And I thought I would go to, let's see, Galatians 5. And I thought we would read verses 20 through, I'm sorry, 5, 22 through 26. So we're in Galatians 5. Let me get this straight. 22 through 26. For some reason, I can't say those words. That's all right. Bear with me, okay? Okay. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And so I was thinking about that while I was standing in line, and I was like, I told her patience was one of the fruits of the Spirit. And I was like, I want to go look at Galatians 5. Well, long-suffering is one, and maybe it doesn't say the exact same word, but that's what it is. And if we look at our godly, holy lives as godly, holy women, Hang on, hang in with me, sisters. I'm having a hard time getting my thoughts straight here. I didn't take any notes. I just thought I would just share this off the cuff with you. So we as godly, holy women have many, many attributes that we should have in the Lord that we've been transformed in from who we used to be to who we are now. And patience would be one. I just read a whole bunch of the other ones. Pure, chaste, thinking upon all things that are lovely and noble and of good report. And if we look at the whole picture of God's word and what a saint should look like and be like, it wouldn't be anybody that looks like or acts like the world or gets irritated or worried about things. You know what I'm saying? So especially when we're in the world and the world is watching us, we should be exhibiting the fruits of somebody who is not swept away by their flesh. They have it under control. They're calm. They can settle other people down maybe by their demeanor if they're getting all upset. You know what I'm saying? And so we always want to watch that in ourselves because it can be really easy to get carried away, you know, especially if you have like children or a lot of errands and you're on a time limit and things like that. Then we really, really have to watch ourselves and not get swept away in that, because what we don't want to do is stumble somebody who might be watching us. You know, what a horrible thing for somebody to see us. I mean, clearly, we're godly, holy women, cover their heads, and they dress biblical, and their demeanor is not wild and crazy like the world. You know what I'm saying? So we clearly stand out. So if somebody's watching us, and they see us irritated, agitated, and talking with other people, how, wow, where's all the help here, and how come it's taken so long? You know, we don't want to be like that. We want to kill our flesh, right? We wouldn't want to stumble somebody who's thinking, you know, this world is so crazy. Does anybody have any truth? And is there anything that's rock solid or anything that has joy or peace? You know what I'm saying? So that's something we want to watch out for. And then I also want to say, you know, in our homes, it's very important because it's really easy. It can be in your flesh, not yours, all of our flesh, to let down when we're around people we know. Oh, they know who I am. They know I get a little upset. That's not good either, because is God not watching from everywhere, not just out in the public, but in our homes? Whether you have a godly husband or an unbeliever or a disobedient husband, whether you live with family members who are unbelievers and they have people coming and going, whether you have people who claim Christ but they live in sin, we need to have a consistent godly witness. And we're not doing it just for the world. Obviously, we're living our lives for Christ. We do all things unto Him. That's what we do it all heartily unto Him. So that means we're going to heartily kill our flesh. We're going to heartily live this life. We're going to heartily seek after that peace and that joy and that calm cheerfulness that He gives us, and keep that as a consistency in our life. And it can be a lot of work depending. Sisters and I were talking about it before. It's really easy when everything's going good and you're not in a hurry, you know, to not be that way. But it's in those stressful situations. How good are you going to kill your flesh? So think about that. You're in a stressful situation, and Romans 12, 1 and 2 talks about being a living sacrifice. Are you going to sacrifice your flesh for the Lord in that instance? Or, you know, are we going to just let down, get in our flesh and go, okay, well, maybe next time I'll do better. No, what we want to do is go to the Lord and ask Him to give us that all the time and be steadfast in it. So anyway, just thought I would share that with you. Good learning lessons, good reminders for all of us. And I'm glad I had that happen, as it, you know, sometimes those situations help help things like that go deeper within you. And that's another reason why Brother James and I share a lot of our experiences, because it kind of holds us accountable. We share it with everybody. And it's another thing, it kind of helps maybe somebody go, oh, I remember a situation like that for me. And it helps bring that up to remembrance and helps them fight and battle their flesh as well. So anyway, I'm going to let you go, sisters. Love to you. Hold fast. And may God be praised.